Book of John, the first chapter, verses 43 through 51. And out of reverence for the gospel, I'll ask you to stand for the reading. Hear now the word of God. The next day, Jesus decided to go to Galilee. He found Philip and said to him, "Follow me." Now Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him about whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus, the son of Joseph from Nazareth." Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." When Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him, he said to him, "Here is truly an Israelite in whom there is no deceit." Nathanael asked him, "Where did you get to know me?" Jesus answered, "I saw you under the fig tree before Philip called you." Nathanael replied, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered, "Do you believe because I told you I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than these." And he said to him, "Very truly I tell you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Please be seated.
I want to thank the choir for the anthem this morning. That's one of my favorite hymns, by the way. I love that hymn. And I appreciate you sharing it today. Yesterday, Scott and I had the distinct pleasure of attending our 2-year-old grandson Jackson's birthday party. It was so much fun. It is so amazing to see how Jackson, in just 2 short years, has grown and changed and built this wonderful personality that he has. And it is just, he is just a love and a joy. And I say that not just because I'm his grandmother, but because he is a good kid. And we were at the, yeah, I know, y'all are sitting there saying, uh-huh, yeah, right. And so we were sitting at this party yesterday, and there were other young adults there with their children, and they were all younger than Jackson. And it reminded me of how much Jackson had grown, because these little babies, one was just starting to crawl a little bit, and boy, she was doing good with it too. She could scoot across that floor. And then there were others who, there was another who couldn't hardly, really had, was just sitting up good, so had not gotten to the point where she could walk. And I thought about that in light of our faith journey and in the passage of Scripture that I read for us today, that was read for us today. It reminds me that our faith is a growing thing, right? Our faith is not something that we just wake up one morning and have, just like we don't wake up one morning and get up and start walking around the room, right? It is something that we have to grow into, that we have to work toward. It is a journey that we go upon. Well, this particular passage that Jeff read for you this morning talks about Jesus starting his public ministry. Now, the baptism, Jesus has come and has been baptized by John the Baptist, and now he is ready to begin his ministry. And so his first invitation to some of these new disciples is, "Follow me. Walk with me. Come and see." Notice he didn't say, "Sit down and listen." Nor did he say, "Let's kneel and pray about it." This was an invitation to get up and walk, to move, to be in mission to the world. Notice, too, that Jesus' invitation was not to follow him to some specific location, or to come and see a centralized, sanctified location like a building or a sanctuary. It was an open-ended invitation, a challenge for all followers to come and to go. In John's gospel, the moment John the Baptist identifies Jesus as the Son of God and as the Lamb of God and points his own disciples toward the one he's been waiting for, Jesus is on the move. And Jesus is always on the move and one step ahead of those disciples and one step ahead of us today. From the moment he left John the Baptist's nurturing presence, Jesus immediately gets up and gets busy. In Galilee, he continues to encourage his disciples to join him on the journey, a journey that forms this new faith, this new commandment that he brings to love everyone. In Galilee, He wants them to continue. He wants them to step over the line. Step over the line between Judea and Galilee. Step over the line between Jew and Gentile. Step over the line between the pure and the impure. Step over the line between the male and the female. And to step over the line between God's vision for us and what we think our own vision is. Wherever and whenever Jesus called others to follow him, he was always asking them to step forward in faith, to get up and walk, not crawl, not sit around, but to walk, step forward in faith. But as all the four Gospels affirm in one way or another, this journey of discipleship, this pilgrimage of following Jesus, was painstakingly a step-by-step undertaking. No matter how much territory it covered, following Jesus was a series of off-balance, unsure baby steps that stumbled along until after the day of Pentecost, when the coming of the Holy Spirit. We deal with that too. As we grow in faith, we have some unsure steps, do we not? We have to negotiate this new faith for which we are a part. And like Jesus' very first disciples, our own step-by-step faith journey involves learning to move forward, sometimes fast, sometimes slow, sometimes just standing firm for a bit. So as we begin this new year, I want to share with you the six steps forward in faith. And you say, oh gosh, we're going to be here all day. But it won't be, I promise. It'll be fast. The first step forward that we take in faith is to step ahead. The first move our faith must take is to step ahead of where we currently are. No one ever reaches point B by standing still and staying at point A, do they? Stepping ahead in faith may mean stepping away from something that is familiar or something that is beyond what we think our best abilities can be. But we have to be strong and bold and be willing to step forward. Step ahead to do new things, to experience God in new ways. Martin Luther King said, faith is like taking the step even when you don't see the whole staircase. We don't see the whole journey of faith. do we? I tell people about my call to ministry, and if God had told me when I was 16 years old that I would spend most of my life as a Methodist minister, I would have run kicking and screaming the other way. That was not how I saw my life at that point. But by stepping out in faith, by stepping ahead, by going into that place where we don't really know what all's going on, but we trust, we grow in faith. When we trust God and not our own abilities and our own expertise, then we truly move forward in faith. Which leads us to the second step, and that is to step it up. Step up the tempo. We don't always have to say that slow and steady wins the race. Because you see, when people get out and race, they have this burst of speed in the beginning, right? We have to move beyond applauding Sunday morning showing only to an every moment, every encounter, count experience of God's presence. Plus an every person counts conviction of Christ's love for us that helps us move forward in our faith. There's a song that goes, wise men say only fools rush in. Well, we've been called to be fools for Christ. Rushing in to offer love, to offer compassion, to offer comfort, and solutions to those who are in need. So that's our second step. Our third step is step in it. Everybody kind of goes, ugh. There's no stepping around it. There's no stepping under it or over it. You just got to step in it. Sometimes there's no other way forward but through a real mess. And we have to step in it. Think about the story of Jesus and the money changers in the temple. He just waded right into the middle of that and started turning over tables, didn't he? There are times when our faith requires us to get down and dirty. One of the biggest ongoing battles Jesus fought with the Pharisees was that he was constantly crossing that line between what they considered to be pure and impure. And Jesus hung out with lepers and prostitutes and sinners and Gentiles and Samaritans and tax collectors. And the Pharisees saw that as being not so good. That we need to avoid that dirt by all stretch of the imagination. But Jesus leads his disciples to hip boot high into puddles and ponds of human wastedness. There is no way to muck out a stable except by stepping in it. So sometimes stepping in it is putting our best foot forward, our faith foot forward, right into the dirtiness of the world. The fifth step is to step down, which means that we have to let Christ be in charge. He doesn't say, let's walk together, or why don't you lead the way? Or let's make this a team effort. When we accept the step of faith in Christ, we require to step down to self and to allow God to be in control. In today's text, everything Jesus' first disciples confessed were absolutely right, but also absolutely wrong. The 12 thought that they knew who and what they were talking about. But it took their discipleship journey with Jesus to reveal that they did not know what they thought they knew. They did not understand what they thought they understood. And that God had a greater plan than they could ever imagine if they would just listen. Following forward in faith does not mean making the smart choice or working the best option or applying the best practice. Following forward in faith means also stepping back from the controls and letting God lead. Letting God provide the vision. Letting God be in control of who we are. And then the sixth step is to step over the line. When forward-stepping faith takes charge of our steps, we will, not might, we will find ourselves stepping over the line, pushing the accepted parameters of the polite, the permissible, and even the possible. We can't toe the line and live by faith. Jesus' disciples challenge accepted truths by first accepting that Christ Himself is the truth. People didn't want to hear that. Pharisees didn't like it one bit. But He is our guide, our guardian. And the line that Jesus consistently crossed over was not the line between political groups, or the line between wrangling religious authorities, or the line between legality and morality. The line that Jesus stepped on with impunity was the line that divided human beings from God's love. Faith forward steps. Stumble forward over that line all the time. No matter how much it knocks our shins or stubs our toes. Faith forward disciples bring God's love. Show Jesus' sacrifice, no matter where they stand. And in all of this journey, in all of this stepping forward, there is one thing, final thing that we must do, and that is stand firm. Forward-stepping faith can start moving forward without having a base, but it is not effective. We need to be grounded in the love of God. We need to be grounded in Jesus Christ. We need to know that it is Christ who is at the very center of who we are. So then our faith can take us on the journey that we need to go. So this morning, step ahead, step it up, step in it, step down, step over the line, and stand firm so that you can start the journey of faith. Sure, you're going to stumble a little bit in the beginning. Sure, you're going to not be able, you're going to fall on your knees or on your bottom. But you get up, and you keep trying, and you keep pushing, because we know that God is in control, and that He is the one who is leading us on the journey. So let God take us wherever we want to go, individually and as a congregation. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Oh God, we do love going on a journey. But it's sometimes hard to go on the journey when we don't know exactly where it is we're going. Help us to be patient. Help us to look to You. Help us to be willing to step out in faith. and stand firm for what we believe in. We pray in the name of Christ. Amen.